We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball right now. A team that surprised everyone last year getting to the Fall Classic was the Kansas City Royals. Can they do it again? Well, we're going to find out right now. We're going to be joined by Matthew DeFranks, who covers the Kansas City Royals for Fox Sports Kansas City. Matthew, thanks for taking time out of a busy schedule. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing real well. Well, the Royals, they took down our Padres today 4-3. They're off to a really, really nice start in the Cactus League. It seems like maybe some of that momentum from getting to the World Series last year, even though they didn't end up beating the Giants, may have carried over to how guys came into camp this year.
Yeah, I mean, it sure looks that way. I mean, they wish they could hand out Cactus League trophies right now, but, you know, 8-1 start certainly isn't a bad thing. You know, if you have to play those games, you might as well play them to win. And, you know, they're winning for a reason because they're performing well. So, you know, now the challenge is to take that momentum from both the postseason, I guess, now in spring training into the regular season and see what they can do.
Where are the battles in spring training on this ball club with their everyday lineup right now?
Well, it's actually pretty much all set. You know, they only had a couple key departures in the everyday lineup. It was in right field, Nori Aoki, you know, went to San Francisco, and they brought in Alex Rios to take over right field. And then at DH, Billy Butler is now with Oakland, so they brought in Kendrys Morales. So, you know, the everyday lineup is pretty much set. You know, the rotation's pretty much set. And, you know, the only really battle is in the bullpen. And that, you could say that about a lot of teams. And, you know, the Royals have talked about going to an 8-man bullpen instead of using 7 guys back there. So, you know, you could be losing that extra bench guy instead of having a bullpen guy. So, you know, they have that trio in the back end, that 7-8-9 with Herrera, Davis, and Hollins. And, you know, now it's just battling for those last few spots in the bullpen is really all that's left in spring training.
Boy, Nori Aoki, who's a good little table setter, does a good job, good outfielder. He leaves, but you bring in Alex Rios. I've always coveted Rios' ability. I know he's making about $13.5 million this year, but he's a guy that I still think he hasn't had his best year in the big leagues yet. I still think there's a lot left to get out of him.
Yeah, I mean, he had a pretty down year last year. Only 4 homers, his power numbers way down. But, you know, he said he also had a thumb injury that kind of hampered his second half production. So, you know, if he has a full healthy season, you know, maybe he can give you a 2020 season. He has a lot of stolen base potential. You know, he has a lot of extra base potential as well. You know, that's really what they traded when they got Rios in there and let Aoki go. They have about the same OPS, you know, but Aoki reached base more and, you know, Rios slugged more. He got those doubles, triples, homers, and, you know, at Kauffman Stadium, he can, you know, work those gaps and, you know, get those extra base hits a little more. I think he had 8 triples last year, which is unheard of, you know, and those dimensions at Kauffman Stadium should only help him. And, you know, when you look at it, you really can't have a worse year, you know, power-wise than you did last year. And, you know, with the running style that the Royals play, I think he can have that stolen base potential as well. 2020 isn't really out of the question.
We're joined by Matthew DeFranks on the Corky's Hotline here on the Mighty 1090. A guy that I'm kind of interested in seeing what kind of year he's able to put together is Mike Moustakas. Last year he hit .212, had 15 homers, 54 RBIs. At one point in time, got shipped down to the minor leagues for a few days, and then, you know, came back in the postseason, was absolutely unbelievable. They've been waiting for a while for Moustakas to be able to put it together, and he's 26 years of age right now, and boy, I would think he's coming into the season with a lot of confidence in what he was able to get done in the postseason.
Absolutely. I mean, he had a pretty bad regular season last year. I think he was .212 or around .200, like you said. And, you know, great postseason. And now it's taken that confidence and carrying it forward. I mean, he's been – defenses have been shifting a lot against him. He's a pretty dead pole hitter from the left-hand side. And this spring he's working on going the other way, working on getting some bunts down. He's already laid down a few in the first 9 games of the spring. And, you know, like you said, it's pretty much put up or shut up time for him. You know, he's getting up there in age, and he was a first-round draft pick when the Royals got him, and he's had these great springs and his regular seasons have been great. But he flashed some real potential in October. And, you know, if he's going to be man in the hot corner there, he needs to show that again.
Hey, Matthew, who's the leader of this ball club? Because a lot of these guys are very similar in age. A lot of them came up through the minor leagues with Kansas City. Is there a true veteran leader on this squad?
Well, I think last year is a pretty easy answer with one of the guys you guys are now familiar with, and James Shields. But, you know, now that he's gone, I think it could fall to a few guys. You know, it could fall to Alex Gordon. He's over 30. He's a four-time Gold Glove guy out in left field. You know, he's a veteran that has been with the Royals for a while, and he's entering a big decision in his career, whether he, you know, picks up his option for next year. You know, it could also fall to guys like Jeremy Guthrie. He's been with the Royals rotation for a while, and he's a veteran leader. So I think you can look at those two guys, but, you know, because they're all the same age, maybe they could use a younger guy to help lead the team, like Salvador Perez or Eric Hosmer or someone like that. You know, it doesn't have to be a veteran leader, but it's more than likely will be.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Salvador Perez. I mean, when he came to San Diego last year, I watched every movement that guy made behind the plate, swinging the bat. I mean, he's got tremendous power. He's only 24 years old, and boy, I'll tell you, the career this guy could have if he stays healthy and is able to hold up to the rigors of catching day in and day out. This is a really, really special player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the big things that the Royals are trying to rein in this year is his playing time. Last year, he kind of broke down and down the stretch, and you know, his numbers took a total dip. And this year, I think they're going to give him some more rest, use Eric Crash to back up a little bit more often to kind of extend his playing career a little bit, because they have him under one of the most team-friendly contracts in baseball right now. They have him, I think, until 2019, I believe, and they're all pretty cheap team options. You know, you're not going to find a much better deal for a franchise catcher who's 24 and under contract for, you know, five more years. So they're going to try to get him some rest this year and see what he can do at the plate in September and maybe October that will, you know, increase their chances.
Lorenzo Cain, he's a guy that can run a little bit. He obviously can hit. He had a great postseason. He's a guy that's one of the more exciting players in the American League.
Yeah, I mean, you can really just look at half of his game and say he's one of the most exciting players. Just look at him on defense and what he can do all over center field, and he is definitely an entertaining guy to watch. And, you know, he's batting in the three hole for Kansas City, and he's not the prototypical three hole hitter. He doesn't hit for a lot of power. He's very speedy, but you know, the Ned Yost and the Royals don't really do things the orthodox way. So, you know, his identity of not being a prototypical guy in the lineup and having that speed on the base pass, that defense in the outfield, I think, you know, he kind of really fits the identity of the Royals, and, you know, he's a fun guy to watch, and the Royals are a fun team to watch.
Hey, Matthew, you know, I take a look at Ned Yost, kind of a different cat, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it appears that way, yeah.
I mean, it just seems like he kind of goes against the grain. I know he had some problems when he was managing there in Milwaukee, and, you know, it was interesting. I thought he managed a real good World Series. Obviously, you know, Bruce Bochy gets a lot of credit, but I thought Ned Yost, for a guy that had been kind of criticized quite a bit in his managerial career, did a really good job of getting those guys to come together last year during the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he went right into the fire in the first game of the playoffs last year against Oakland, you know, putting in Yordano Ventura late in the game and as a reliever. He'd never pitched in as a reliever before, and he was a rookie starter, and now here he comes and he gives up a homer to, I think, Brandon Mossa was. And, you know, Ned Yost came under fire then, and, you know, I remember the next day in Anaheim, he kind of showed up and said, hey, you know what, if it worked, you guys would be praising me. So, it's just one of those things that, you know, he likes his style of play, and last year it definitely did work. But, you know, I don't think you take too much away from losing to San Francisco. They got something going on special up there in the playoffs.
Yeah, they certainly do. Matthew DeFranks joining us on the Corky's Hotline. Matthew, give me the rotation, and how are they going to try to bridge the gap losing James Shields?
Yeah, so, you know, Ventura is the presumed opening day starter. You know, he's a really young guy, and he can get it up to almost 100 miles an hour with his fastball. You know, he'll be asked a lot this year in terms of innings, to build on, I think, 140 or so last year he had. So there's some decent amount of growth still left for him. Rest of rotation in some order will be, you know, Danny Duffy, Jason Vargas, Jeremy Guthrie, and Edison Volquez. And Volquez is a guy they'll look towards to replace James Shields. And, you know, he's the one guy that's different in the rotation from last year, taking over for Shields. So a lot of people look at it and say, hey, that's the guy replacing James Shields. But, you know, Shields had 227 innings last year, and that's not an easy number to replace. You know, if you look at a pitcher getting 32 starts a year and 6 innings a start, and that still doesn't hit 200. So you have 30 more innings to that, and you know, you're looking at a real problem trying to replace those innings. So they'll ask a little bit more from Danny Duffy as well. He, you know, was kind of battling some injuries last year, but he has his eyes set on 200 innings this year. So they'll ask more from him. They'll ask more from Ventura, and then Volquez should give him a decent amount of innings if they are, you know, even if there are just kind of average innings out there. He had a career of the year last year, and who knows what you'll get this year with his age climbing.
Well, they also signed the former Padre and Seattle Mariner Chris Young to a minor league contract, and Chris coming off the American League Comeback Player of the Year. I would certainly think once he gets some innings logged, maybe even start the year in the minor leagues, he's another option because he's won a lot of big league games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he'll actually start the year in the majors in the bullpen. He'll be a short, long guy there, but you know, he'll be a spot starter as well. No team can really go the entire season with that five that have penciled in the regular season. You know, so with Chris Young in there, and then they'll get Chris Medlin back in June or July after Tommy John. That'll give them 7, you know, proven solid starters at the major league level for the second half of the year. And you know, teams can always use pitching depth. I remember, you know, using the Angels as an example last year. Once Kyle Skaggs and Gary Richards went down, they were scrambling for anyone to come in and pitch. And, you know, they ended up using the day as a bullpen day because they didn't have that starting pitching depth. So when you look at Chris Young coming in, you know, Kauffman Stadium really fits him perfectly as well. He's a fly ball pitcher, you know, gives up a ton of them. And with that stadium and with the defense that he has in the outfield, you know, those two factors really benefit him as a pitcher in Kansas City.
He's a great guy. We certainly wish Chris the best of luck. He still makes his offseason home here in San Diego. Matthew, great job, and we'll look forward to doing this again somewhere down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Matthew DeFranks, who covers the Kansas City Royals for Fox Sports Kansas City, joining us on the Corky's Hotline.